You're listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next is the UPR original series LGBTQ Off the Grid with Andrea Smartin, host of the podcast Changing Our Stories. This series explores the places in Utah where gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people, and those questioning their sexuality are often unseen, going beyond the headlines into the intimate lives of those in the far corners of the Mountain West who are searching for a place to belong.
In 2008, Randy Thompson was 17 years old, homeless in Salt Lake City, sleeping in the car and thinking about ending his life, when he found himself in the parking lot of the Utah Pride Center.
It took me a long time to actually go in. I had went there several nights and just stayed in the parking lot, watched the people who were going in and out. I did that actually for, I think, 3 or 4 nights.
Randy finally went through those doors, and his life changed. Now he's on a mission to help isolated young people in southern Utah. This story begins, as many LGBTQ stories in Utah do, a young person at odds with his Mormon upbringing, contemplating ways to escape the suffering. Randy Thompson's parents had moved their family from Woods Cross, Utah, to Big Piney, Wyoming. Big Piney is not actually big. There are about 550 people in the town. It was not a good move for Randy.
High school was very difficult. I was not out, but I was constantly teased for the way I talked and the way I dressed.
On top of his own issues, Randy's parents were struggling in their marriage, and his father had a drinking problem. At age 17, he went to stay with his childhood friend's family back in Woods Cross, hoping for a better situation. But no one knew about his biggest secret.
There was no one, I guess, to express it to. You know, my friends, we're all my friends since childhood. We're all LDS. We're all, you know, we all go to church. And then in Wyoming, I didn't have anybody that was, you know, that's an even more restrictive environment.
Even the family housing Randy didn't know what he was going through.
The struggles I had tried to commit suicide in their home, and that was a lot for them. I chose to leave. I was having a hard time with it myself, I guess, at the time, being Mormon and young and not understanding it and nobody there to talk to.
Randy was homeless in Salt Lake City when he finally told his sister and his parents that he was gay.
My dad's was not a pleasant call. He had told me that he didn't have a son, that I was, he no longer considered me his, that he had moved on.
Randy was having trouble finding reasons to keep living. After camping out in the parking lot for several nights, he finally walked in to the Pride Center.
I made 2 friends right away, Jimmy and Rose. And from there, I just made a lot of connections with a lot of beautiful people.
Within weeks, Randy had joined the center's leadership council.
It just felt right. I had found something that I enjoyed. The first outing that leadership council got to plan was a trip to the state capitol and the legislature to do a lobby training and then actually go out and lobby. I loved that. I loved doing that. It just filled me with all this joy and passion. And so I went every single day and just got involved in anything that I could.
Randy had found a reason to live. Now, at age 28, Randy makes his home in Ivins, Utah, a suburb of St. George. On this cloudy winter day, he and his partner are taking care of his niece, who's home from school. He sits with his dog Prancer, a miniature pincher. From where we sit, the view from the window is mostly red cliffs.
You should wait and see. You'll get beautiful thunderstorms right over here in these red rocks and just get waterfalls off the top of these rocks because it's got nowhere else to go. And it's magnificent.
But Randy also sees things about this place that other people don't see. St. George and this corner of Utah is known as a place where many older people like to retire, and there are a lot of Mormon families. But of course, there are LGBTQ people too. Randy is particularly worried about the young ones.
There's some like me who may have left home because of certain circumstances, and there are those who've been kicked out, who have been told to leave. They're no longer welcome. They're here, and they have no resources, they have nowhere to go to have a safe place to be, like I had.
The Washington County School District counted more than 1,100 homeless youth last year, though we don't know how many of those students are LGBTQ. Randy says this population is invisible to many people here.
There's a lot in the community who think that because they don't see homeless youth, or they don't think that LGBT youth have specific issues that need to be addressed, they don't think it exists, but it's a major problem here. And people don't want to talk about this, but they get into drugs, they get into sex trafficking, prostitution, survival sex, and a crime. And that is happening here way more than I think people would like to admit.
Randy has started a new organization called Youth Advocates of Southern Utah. So far, they've distributed backpacks with supplies for homeless kids and held several events to bring people together and let them know that the organization is here for them.
I want them to know that they're valued, that they are worth something to their neighbors, to their fellow citizens here in town, that we care for them and we want them to be successful. I just want them to know that they can be who they are, who they want to be.
But Randy says it's difficult to reach these young people.
All the adults in their life have basically let them down. And so one thing that we struggle with is trying to build that relationship and that trust.
Randy wants to do a lot more with the organization. He wants it to be a full-service shelter with resources, after-school programs, and tutors. And he's trying to get into the schools to make presentations. So far, he doesn't have the approval needed, but he's optimistic.
I think deep down, once people understand the issue and they know that it exists, they do want to help, regardless of their LGBT status or not. You know, these are just homeless kids. They're at-risk kids. And so we need to be able to reach out to them and let them know that we're here.
Randy is not alone in his efforts. A nonprofit for homeless youth in Ogden has plans to open a shelter in St. George this year. There's a new Pride organization now in St. George organizing events. And Randy's father is on the leadership team of Youth Advocates of Southern Utah.
We came up with this idea, actually, together.
That same father.
You know, we've been reconnecting these last few years, and you know, this is something that we're both really passionate about. We both want to give back. My dad especially, he wants to he's still active LDS. He's a member of the bishopric in his church in Wyoming, and he wants the members of the church to know that having a gay son is, he wants them to know it's okay and that it's not contrary to God's plan.
Over the past 10 years, Randy's father stopped drinking. He repaired his relationship with Randy's mother and rebuilt a relationship with his son. The house Randy is living in, he rents it from his parents. There's a picture of the family on the wall, smiling in front of Snow Canyon with those beautiful deep red rocks. I think about Randy's description of what happens when it rains here in the desert.
You'll get beautiful thunderstorms right over here in these red rocks and just get waterfalls off the top of these rocks because it's got nowhere else to go.
It's hard to imagine. It's so dry here. But it makes sense. When the water does come, it has to go somewhere. And suddenly, in the middle of the desert and the driest rocks, you find waterfalls. Because, as Randy says, it's got nowhere else to go. With Utah Public Radio, and Changing Our Stories podcast. I'm Andrea Smartin.
Support for this UPR original series is brought to you in part by our members and the LGBTQ Community Endowment Fund, the USU Center for Women and Gender, and the USU Access and Diversity Center. More information available online at upr.org.